Northwest 15, Festus 7. Score not indicative of a tight ball game here. I know Festus was down by 5 in the later innings, pulled within 2. It wasn't until some big swings with three home runs in the top of the 7th for Northwest that made it look a little bit different than it really was. Coach, just your initial thoughts on this one today. Coach Montgomery of Festus, of course, with us.
Well, we played better than we did yesterday. We played better defensively. We were better offensively. I think we were better pitching. Morgan and Hunter made some good pitches. Morgan had a really good 6th inning, gave her some confidence going to the 7th. And, they're just a solid team. I mean, you make a mistake, or even if you don't make a mistake and a pitch is left over the plate, they barreled 3 balls there. So, they're a really solid team, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, they lost, I think, 3 seniors, maybe 3 or 4, but of the district championship team they had last year, they still returned a lot of their key contributors, like a Maddie Welker, who, of course, made a big difference here this afternoon. But, your first 2 games aren't easy, Farmington and Northwest, and it's not going to get any easier from here. But I know at this moment, I'm sure a lot of girls not feeling too great, but as you push forward, what are sort of your words of encouragement for them?
Well, we talked about there just a few minutes after the game, just supporting each other. We got to back our pitchers. We got a tough schedule. We got to back them with some offense. We got to make plays behind them. Again, we played better defensively today. We swung the bat pretty decent, had some good swings, but we were basically a run. We got a chance to take the lead there in the 6th, rallying there with bases loaded. And we got probably our best hitter at the plate, Templeton, who's got a lot of pop. And, she barrels the ball to the right side and make a nice play. I mean, we hit, just kind of, it was a closer ball game than that, really, I think.
Right. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And if that ball gets over the second baseman's head, you're probably talking all 3 runs scoring, 10-9 lead, and we're talking maybe something completely different tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. These games are going to make us better. Playing good teams is going to make us better. That's when we say it every year, but that's part of the reason why we play good teams, and we're going to see some good ones this weekend down at Cape Notre Dame. So, it's just I'd rather play these games now than, beat somebody that we're quite a bit better than, by 12 runs,
Right.
So I know we didn't get a W. Some of our young kids are a little frustrated, because, they're not having success every time, but they're competing, and I'm seeing little glimpses of things, out of our freshmen, and just really great to see. And, I mentioned Morgan threw a really good 6th. Hunter had some really good innings early in the game where she was mixing pitches. So these kids, they're going to get better every game, and we have work to do at practice, and that's how it works.
Can you kind of give us an idea? I know you guys are playing at the Cape Notre Dame tournament, but how's that whole setup there?
Well, it's a 2-day tournament. It's the first year in it. We used to be in the Rockwood Summit tournament, and we moved down to Cape Notre Dame, and we played them for many years. Their coach puts this tournament on. He's got a couple out-of-state teams, and we play East Carter on Friday and Magnolia Heights, Mississippi on Friday, also late, which and then we come home. We'll go back Saturday for bracket play. So those Southeast teams usually always have a good pitcher or two, they really bring it. So we're going to see some good pitching, I'm sure, this weekend. And it's a good test. A lot of times you go away like this on a weekend, play a couple games, bus ride. It kind of gets the team going and gets them playing together again. And, these losses are kind of tough. We're used to winning. A lot of these kids are used to winning. So starting out 0-2 is not something we like, but you just got to deal with it and keep moving forward.
There you go. Coach Montgomery, thanks for the time as always. And, we'll see you next Thursday. We're going to be back here calling the St. Pius game.
Excellent. Appreciate it very much, Jeff.
No problem. Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the postgame show. We'll go ahead and track down Dan Davison of the Northwest Lions. And in doing so, in tracking him down, we'll need to take a break here. So I'm going to go find him, bring him over to you, and get his thoughts on this 15-7 victory for his Northwest Lions. So stick around. We're back in just a jiff here on KJIF.